Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here. I'm really thankful for having the opportunity to present a little bit of my research project today. As it was mentioned before, my name is Juan Carlos Quesada. My research project is about the utilization of amino acids and its byproducts in corn production. To give you a little bit of context, we all know that the U.S. is a major player worldwide when it comes to corn production. So last year in the U.S., about 39 million hectares of corn were planted in this country. That is roughly the size of the state where we are right now. From those 39 million hectares planted in corn in the U.S. last year, about 5.7 million hectares were planted in Iowa State, which makes it the largest state producing corn in the U.S. That is about 15% of the total corn area planted in the U.S. was in Iowa. I can tell you that in Iowa, nothing dominates the landscape like corn. Also, we can say that in the Midwest region, is the farmland area in the U.S. that consumes the largest amount of nitrogen fertilizers in the U.S. About 13 million tons of nitrogen were consumed last year in nitrogen in the Midwest region. From that, 50% was consumed by corn, for corn production specifically. But not only inorganic nitrogen fertilizers might be a source of nitrogen for corn production, also amino acids might serve as a source of nitrogen. So in this project, we are focused on the use of amino acids and some of these byproducts for corn production. The amino acid industry has been out in the industry for more than 40 years. The main focus of the amino acid production has been mainly the feed industry and also for flavor enhancers. About 40 years ago, the amino acid production for the animal feed industry was started out. For the two main amino acids that we're going to be talking about in this study are going to be tryptophan and lysine. These both amino acids are produced by fermentation, in this fermentation product, basically high-performance strains of bacteria are used to produce either tryptophan or lysine. So to go in details about my field study, now our objectives were to determine if the nitrogen in the tryptophan and the lysine fertilizers are readily available for corn production. We also aim to determine the effect of different rates of tryptophan replacing nitrogen from ammonium nitrate on corn grain yield and yield components. And finally, we also aim to determine the effects of combining byproduct liquid form of lysine and tryptophan as the sole nitrogen or as the sole sources of nitrogen for corn production. So to go into the materials and methods section, we have basically three environments. This is a two-year study. The study was conducted last year and was repeated also this year. We basically conduct our research in central Iowa, as you can see here in this red area, which is very central Iowa, and it's Boone County. The research was conducted in two Iowa State research farms, which are the Sorenson Research Farms and the Agricultural Engineer and Agronomic Research Farm. We use a randomized complete block design. We use four replications or four blocks, and the plot size was 6 meter long by four corn rows. The row spacing was 0.76 meters. A little bit about the crop management practices is that the fields were in a corn-soybean rotation system. The corn was planted at a density of about 81,000 plants per hectare. Dry and liquid nitrogen forms were applied pre- and post-planting, respectively. And all the treatment that I'm going to be presenting later on were adjusted to 196 kilograms per hectare. Something that we have to keep in mind is that also P and K were adding to all the experimental units according to the Iowa crop nutrient recommendations. So here is the eight different treatments that we use in this study. We can see that we use eight different treatments. We basically have two commercial controls, which is ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate. And in between those two commercial controls, we have different replacement of the amino acid that we use and its byproducts. So we use a dry tryptophan, and we use also the liquid byproduct of tryptophan and the liquid byproduct of lysine, as we can see here. So we use in total six different replacement of nitrogen for either ammonium nitrate or ammonium sulfate. And the treatment distribution is very clear there, as you can see. So for a little bit of description about the amino acid products and byproducts that we use in this study, we can say that the total nitrogen present in the amino acid itself, which is tryptophan, was 13.6% of this product is made out of nitrogen, whereas for the byproduct is only about 0.06%. And for the lysine byproduct, the content of nitrogen is a little bit bigger, is a little bit larger, and it's 6.9%. Also, I want to point out that the organic nitrogen content out of the total nitrogen in the tryptophan product is almost 98%, as you can see here. And for the byproducts, it's also a considering the amount of the total nitrogen present in both byproducts in the form of organic nitrogen. So we actually measure different variables in this study, but by reason of time, I'm only going to present the grain biomass and yield components that we measure at the RCS stage and also at the end of the season. And as you can see here, we basically follow the procedure that has been out there since 2005 by Doberman, who is a professor in University of Nebraska. So before going into details to the results section, I want to show you a little bit about the well condition that we had last year and also this year. And as you can see, in central Iowa, the average is about 533 millimeters. And last year was a dry year, whereas this year we had almost 200 more millimeters than the average of the last 20 years. The results were analyzed statistically by using the mixed procedure on SAS, and we analyzed environment and nitrogen treatment as fixed effect, and blocks were considered as random effects. We determined differences at a p-value of 5%, and as you can see here in this table, there were no significant differences for the different A nitrogen treatment that we have. For none of the different yield production variables, and there were no statistically significant differences neither for the environment and treatment interactions. However, I'm going to show you some details about the production parameters. As we can see here, the grain yields average from 11,300 kilograms per hectare to 12,977 kilograms per hectare. Across all the nitrogen treatment we had here, we averaged 12,229 kilograms per hectare of grain. In 2013, actually was a pretty good year. The average across treatment was even superior to the one reported by the USDA for the Boone County. As we can see here, for a sober year, there were no significance neither. Across treatment and environment, we have that the stover yield ranged from 8,356 kilograms per hectare to about 9,000 kilograms per hectare. The average yield of stover was about 9,000 kilograms per hectare. Here we also have the harvest index. Again, we don't have differences for harvest index among the different nitrogen sources that we have for this experiment. And for the total dry matter, the total average across treatment and environment was about 21,000 kilograms per hectare. That's basically the result that we have. And to conclude with all this, we have that the replacement of inorganic nitrogen fertilizers with tryptophan and lysine did not influence corn grain, stover, or total above ground biomass yields. Nitrogen in the form of tryptophan, lysine, and their biosynthesis byproducts was readily available for corn. Tryptophan and lysine and their biosynthesis byproducts can replace nitrogen from ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate. So we see here a big potential for the substitution of inorganic nitrogen fertilizer by this nitrogen form that comes in the form of amino acids or their byproducts. So with this, I will be glad to take any questions. Thank you very much. Okay, so the question is about if it is economical or not to apply these amino acid sources for corn production. So this is actually a study that has been funded by a company that is actually producing these amino acids for the feed animal industry. So the actual focus of this person that are interested in this is for the byproducts. So for now, this is basically just a waste product that they have. So if they can add some value to the chain of the process that they have, it will be, of course, very valuable for them. And we don't think that it's going to be very costly, the actual cost of these amino acids, and especially the byproducts. Actually, one of the things that we saw when we were applying especially the liquid treatment is that the company actually needs to concentrate more the nitrogen. As I show you in one of the tables on the results section that I presented, the nitrogen concentration is relatively low. So the company will have to make some efforts to actually concentrate more the nitrogen so the farmers can handle the product better.